Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
I'm Lisa Mullins. Independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is running again to be the Democratic Party's presidential nominee. His bid mirrors his 2016 attempt that came up short. However, some political observers in Sanders' home state of Vermont say he may struggle in an electoral landscape that's changed since his earlier campaign. Reporter Peter Hirschfeld spoke with analysts and with some people who supported Sanders 3 years ago.
I first met Paul Wittow in January of 2016 at a political rally in a municipal recreation center in Iowa City. It was a few days before the Iowa caucuses, and the 25-year-old civil engineer was working to get out the vote for his chosen candidate. Here's Wittow back then.
I think the thing that pulled me to Bernie the most was just any time he spoke, it just kind of got me excited, you know.
I called Wittow up Tuesday morning after Sanders announced he'd seek the Democratic presidential nomination again in 2020.
Well, I was glad to hear he was announcing today.
But while Wittow retains a certain fondness for the senator from Vermont, he says he needs to study up on a slate of 2020 Democratic contenders that seems to be growing by the day.
I'm not ruling anyone out yet. Kind of want to see how things progress a little bit more.
In 2016, the choice for progressive Democratic voters like Wittow was a simple one. Bernie Sanders was the only candidate calling for Medicare for all, the only one promising tax hikes on the wealthy to pay for tuition-free public college. That's different now, says Norwich University political science professor Ted Cohn.
It's not 2016 anymore, and it's not just that Bernie Sanders isn't the liberal alternative to Hillary Clinton. Back then, he was the only alternative to Hillary Clinton.
Cohn says Sanders' status as the anti-establishment outsider has been subsumed by a roster of compelling Democratic candidates who mostly share his progressive platform.
Really, his candidacy represented something in 2016 that I just don't think it does. It will in 2020.
Ken Rudin, host of a weekly podcast called Political Junkie, says it's true that Sanders' platform no longer differentiates him in the way it did 2 years ago. But he says Sanders does carry one key advantage.
A base of supporters, base of low-dollar contributors that other candidates would kill for, could only dream about.
The question now, Rudin says, is whether Sanders can hold on to that base or if they'll migrate to one of the dozens of contenders expected to enter the field in the coming months. Brent Badowski formerly worked as an aide to several prominent Democratic senators and House members and now writes a column for the D.C.-based publication The Hill. Badowski says voters in the Democratic primary won't be swayed by candidates' health care policies or the finer points of their labor agenda. Rather, the question he says Democrats will ask themselves before they step into that voting booth is this.
Who can save America from the horrifying ugliness that will happen if Donald Trump is reelected? That is the dominant view, in my view, of most Democrats that'll be voting in primaries and attending caucuses.
And Badowski says that calculus may well play to Sanders' strengths, because in 2016 at least,
he did very well running against Trump in almost every matchup poll.
And Sanders hopes that this time around, he'll have a shot at the Trump matchup he missed out on in 2016. So do his seatmates in Congress. Both Senator Patrick Leahy and Congressman Peter Welch endorsed Sanders for president on Tuesday. I'm Peter Hirschfeld.